Hello.
Hello, hi, this is Will calling on behalf of Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota News Watch and the Cheeseman Center for Democracy. Do you have a couple minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. First question, are you registered to vote in the state of South Dakota? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. What is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other party?
Independent.
Thank you. There is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that will provide the regulation of abortion based on stage of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first trimester, it will prevent the state from regulating abortions. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonable related to the physical health of the mother. During the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman according to her physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution? Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Thank you. Another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, will be on the same primary ballot, and the top two vote-getters will advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution? Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Thank you. A proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will eliminate the state's 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption, except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution? Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose a change in the state law to create school voucher system, which will allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for the child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school? Do you support or oppose?
I oppose.
Thank you. Thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, How does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Number one, will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump. Number two, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Number three, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Number four, will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump. And number five, support Trump is not a factor in your decision.
Number four, I will not vote for someone who supports Trump.
Thank you so much. Now, we'd like to ask you a few questions about the health of democracy in general. How confident are you that American elections...
Whichever option is life support. I'm sorry.
The health of democracy in general. How confident are you that American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Very confident.
Thank you. Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or not?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. How much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? Election officials in Republican states, do you have a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much, or not at all?
I'm going to say not much.
Not much, okay, thank you. Next, local election officials in your county, do you have a great deal of trust, a fair amount, not much, or not at all?
Fair amount of trust.
Okay. What about election officials in Democratic states? Do you have a great deal of trust, a fair amount, not much, or not at all?
A fair amount.
Thank you. What about the state election officials in South Dakota? Do you have a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or not at all trust?
A fair amount.
Okay, thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? American democracy is under attack. Number two, American democracy is being tested. And number three, there is no current threat to American democracy.
Oh, American democracy is under attack.
It's under attack. Okay, thank you. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Could you read that again, please?
Of course. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values.
It is not acceptable.
So you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Oh, man, that is a loaded question. Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
35 through 49.
Okay. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself, and with all due respect, male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and for every single one of your answers. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Where can I go to see the results of this poll when it's published?
I couldn't tell you that. We work for a private company in Florida, so I don't know how they're going to go about publishing the results.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Have a good one.